Develop tailored job definitions. Tailored job definitions are based on the results of the talent assessment and alignment process that occurs during portfolio planning. This process includes a headcount analysis. During execution, project teams are ready to tailor job definitions to ensure that all necessary human resources capabilities are represented and that accountabilities and responsibilities are explicit. Each job definition lists specific skills and experiences. Job definitions and job roles need to be crafted with the required tasks, skills, and experiences for the given organizational capability. A trap is to develop definitions and roles based on the current occupant of a role or the current human resources that are available. Indicate what is actually needed for the to-be role. A new comprehensive setup to-be job roles will allow you to determine where gaps exist that can be filled using training or other means. Job definitions and roles can rely on a standard such as SCORDS, which has a people section that lists standardized codes and definitions of supply chain skills, experiences, and training. It also lists a set of competency levels. SCORDS defines these people elements as follows. A skill is the capacity to deliver predetermined results with minimal input of time and energy. Skills are further defined by experiences, training, and competency levels. For example, H-S.6 asset management is a skill that includes inventory reduction and make versus buy decisions. Experience is knowledge or ability acquired by observing or participating in various real-life situations that require different actions. For example, one potential experience listed for H-S.6 is HE46 cost and benefit analysis. An organization might tailor experiences to also list job role progressions showing how lower-level positions provide experience for certain higher-level positions. Training develops a skill or type of behavior through instruction. Examples include formal and on-the-job training. One potential training listed for H-S.6 is H-T.2 Advanced Excel Techniques. Competency levels describe the level or state of qualification to perform a certain role or task. SCORDS does not apply these labels. Rather, job designers select the desired competency level per skill for a given position and can assess individual capabilities using this same rating system. The SCORDS competency levels are Novice, Untrained Beginner, Needs and Follows Detailed Documentation. Beginner has limited situational perception. Competent, understands work and prioritizes to meet goals. Proficient, oversees all work aspects and prioritizes based on the situation. Expert, intuitive understanding, able to apply experience to new situations. Use of standards such as SCORDS can eliminate ambiguity in job definitions and allows for different roles with overlapping skills and so on to become obvious. The linked lists of skills, experiences, and training can help ensure completeness. Tailoring in this case would then refer to deciding what skills, experiences, and training to list for each specific position and its competency level. The organization or its human resources information system may have its own well-developed codes and skill definitions. Project teams can still use a standard such as SCORDS by mapping these codes to their organizational equivalents. Alternately, the organizational equivalents could be used exclusively. In either case, the organization's to-be capabilities may require developing new codes in the system. Here is an example of a job definition for a data scientist role, supply chain data scientist. This is a senior data analytics position reporting to the Data Exploration Center. This role will support supply chain design and improvement. The position requires an expert-level data modeler who is capable of defining hypotheses independently and applying structured and unstructured data to arrive at data-driven non-intuitive insights for complex problems. The ideal candidate has experience with data cleansing, data validation, big data, statistics, mathematics, data mining, root cause analysis, computer programming, and use of analytic formulas and functions. Ideally, the candidate is competent in supply chain management and supply chain planning. This role is responsible for developing supply chain models or simulations, developing data-driven supply chain design recommendations, and presenting them to decision makers in a clear and compelling manner. A Six Sigma Yellow Belt or higher is preferred, but training for this certification can be provided. This position could be mapped to H-S.195 Data Analytics in Score DS at an expert level in H-S.141 Supply Chain Management and H-S.143 Supply Chain Planning at a competent level. Experiences might include HE32 Computer Literate, HE38 Continuous Learning, HE66 Data and Document Management, HE86 ERP software-specific experience, data queries, HE311 written and verbal communication, and so on. Training options such as H-T.1346 Sigma Yellow Belt could be listed. Similarly, the ASCMC LTD CPIM or CSCP designations or the CTSC certification could be required training, as could certifications from other sources, such as training from the Chartered Institute of Procurement and Supply, CIPS, or the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, CILT. In addition to defining job skills and their required competency levels, plus required experiences and training, a job definition also needs to specify responsibilities, accountabilities, consult requirements, and inform requirements. Creating a RACI chart for job definitions that share RACI requirements may reveal that some processes have no accountable owner and or no responsible role assigned. This is often the case when job roles are written in the passive voice, such as the delivery date is communicated to the customer. Writing this in an active voice would clarify who does the role, such as the assemble and test role communicates the delivery date to the customer. Consider an organization that produces make-to-order products with tight delivery window expectations, but is having customers complain not only about missed delivery commitments, but also that the account manager doesn't know why the order is late nor when it can be promised. The organization seeks a cause by mapping RACI roles for their account manager, order administration, sales engineering, and assemble/test roles for the process of communicating the original or updated delivery date to the customer. They find that no one was assigned these responsibilities. Account management was assigned the role of informed to be kept informed, but no one was assigned the responsible role to keep this role or the customer informed. They decide that the assembly and test role is closest to this information and should have this responsibility.